Okay, welcome everybody. I will read my disclaimer first. Okay. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E and the state declared emergency, this meeting of the Board of Library Trustees will be conducted exclusively through teleconference and Zoom video conference. The COVID-19 state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person and presents imminent risks to the health of attendees. Therefore, no physical meeting location will be available. Please be mindful that the teleconference will be recorded as any Board of Library Trustees meeting is recorded, and all other rules of procedure and decorum will apply for Board of Library Trustees meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. This meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend this meeting. Questions regarding this matter may be addressed to Eve Franklin, Administrative Secretary. The Board of Library Trustees may take action related to any subject listed on the agenda. Okay. Eve, would you take roll, please?
Amy Roth.
I am here.
Sophie Hahn.
Present.
Diane Davenport.
Here.
Beverly Green.
Here.
And John Soloski.
Present.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I'm going to make an announcement now, and that is that that affects the meeting and the agenda. That is, Tess is ill. She will not be coming to the meeting tonight, although she is normally here. So, looking for my note. So it affects the agenda as follows. And that is that the report on item 3B on the action calendar, the report on recruitment status, the report on recruitment process to fill a vacancy on the Board of Library Trustees will be postponed until next month. And then item 4C, the monthly library director's report, we will not have that given orally by Tess, but she refers you to her written information that's in the packet. And and that is it for my announcements. Do we have anybody signed up for public comment? Oh, Eve, I'm actually asking you.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Comments from library unions. With that is, are they here, signed up?
I don't see anybody raising their hand.
Okay. All right, then next would be, I don't see, usually there's comments by board members. I don't see that, but I'll call for it anyway.
It's item E on the preliminary matters.
E as in excellent?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. It's way down. I'm way down there. I didn't see it. All right. This would be the time for comments from library trustees. Okay. Is anybody? Sophie, I see your hand. And Diane, I see you also. Sophie, why don't you go first?
Thank you. Greetings to everyone. And I hope Director Mayor is better soon. I think a couple meetings ago, or maybe the last meeting, I mentioned this book that I'd read, Politics for the People. And it's by a guy named Eric Kleinenberg. And he writes about the incredible value of what he calls social infrastructure, which is the area public spaces, whether they're indoor or outdoor, that are designed to bring people together in informal ways, even people who don't know each other, that they share space together, that they enjoy a meal in the same space, even though they're not sitting together or whatever it is. It's a whole book about the power of those interactions to build resilience and happiness. And he focuses especially on the value of libraries as kind of our greatest social infrastructure. Anyway, he is giving a talk, a Zoom talk, that I am sponsoring, and it is tomorrow at 6 p.m. If you don't get my newsletter, then you didn't hear about it. But I would love to invite anyone here who's interested in the topic of how the magic that libraries provide beyond books and information and media, the magic that they provide as this great house for the entire community where everyone crosses paths and is served with dignity and feels they have a place that's been made nice for them in our community. If you want to hear about that philosophy and how that can be brought into the broader public realm, I hope you will join us. And I will find the link for that and I will put it in the chat.
Great. So it's a Zoom talk. Is it a Zoom talk?
Excuse me. Yes, it's a Zoom talk. Okay. He's a professor at NYU and he very kindly is talking to us at 9 p.m. his time by Zoom.
Great. Thank you. Diane, you're next, and John, you're after Diane.
I'd just like to say that I've been in Central a couple of times this month and to a couple of the branches, and it finally feels like the public is really coming back. I noticed the difference in when you walk in that there are people looking for books and it doesn't feel as desolate as it has before. So I really I'm so encouraged by that. And it feels like the public's trust in us is back, and I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate the staff who make that culture so possible. Thank you.
Thank you. John?
Thank you. Diane, it sounds like you have a cold. Take care. And I want to wish Tess a speedy recovery. And finally, I want to wish all our staff and all our patrons and all the residents of Berkeley a happy holiday season. Whatever you do or don't celebrate, take some time off and rest and recuperate. And, you know, it's a hard time of the year. It's dark. And right now it's rainy and dreary, right? The last week or week and a half. I haven't seen rain like this in a while here. It's kind of nice. But, you know, just take it easy and recuperate and spend time with the people you love and the people you care about. And that is what I believe the holiday seasons are all about. And take care, everyone.
Thank you, John. It's a nice thought. Take care, but trust yet verify. I'm encouraging everyone to maintain their vigilance, masking and distancing. I just personally, I'm afraid we're in for a little surge and it'd be great not to get sick. So that's that. I suppose. All right. So the next thing, the only thing on the consent calendar tonight is the minutes of last meeting. And I'll accept a motion to accept the minutes as submitted, I should ask first if anybody found anything amiss. I did not. Nope.
Nor did I, and I'm going to move the minutes from November.
Thank you, John.
You know what? I'm looking for my hand here, but My name is just misspelled somewhere, so it just needs to be correct.
I'll look for that.
Okay.
Oh, what a drag. Okay, sorry. Okay. All right. Do we have a second to approve the minutes as corrected?
Second, Beverly Green.
Thank you, Beverly. Okay, all in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. You got to call the roll.
Amy Roth?
Yes.
Sophie Hahn?
Yes.
Diane Davenport?
Yes.
Beverly Green?
Yes.
And John Soloski?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So we're on to the action calendar. As I mentioned before, we're not going to do item B. We'll do that next month. And so that leaves item A. Nika, are you in charge of that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Sorry. This is going to be a group effort. So I'm going to start with the summary. So management has been talking about better ways, you know, to utilize our staff and what we need so we can be there for our patrons. And there are three positions that we have discussed that we would like to change. And overall, as far as dollars are concerned, it is very minimal. In the report, the change for each fiscal year, and this is just based on budget. As far as this current year, the change will kind of be a wash because some of these positions did have incumbents in them the beginning of this fiscal year. But ideally, the budget change would be $55,000 for FY23 and $42,000 for FY24. And which, considering what our budget is, it is very minimal, but it will help us greatly. And I am going to kind of give a summary about one of the positions, and then Bill is going to end with the other two. So one of the positions in question is the associate management analyst. We currently in finance have an accounting office specialist 3 and 2 assistant management analysts. That makeup kind of prevents staff from being able to check on each other and be a lead in some areas as far as payroll and purchasing is concerned. And it also doesn't create somewhat of a ladder of promotive opportunity for some individuals who will come into the library as an accounting office specialist. As it stands now, they really have little room to grow. But with this change from the assistant to the associate, this will allow a ladder to where someone can come in and go from an accounting office specialist to an associate and then be an come in as an accounting office specialist, can promote to an assistant management analyst, and also at some point promote to an associate management analyst, which will bring them closer to my level. And it also would allow this position to do help me with more analytical work and establishing and writing processes and procedures that help streamline our purchasing and payroll functions within the department. Bill?
Good evening, everyone. Bill Cole, Central Library Services Manager. I'm going to speak to the other two positions, first of which is an IT position. We're hoping to convert a system specialist in IT to a senior information system specialist. And like the change in finance, this offers a promotional pathway in our very flat IT department, which currently has 4 system specialists and a manager. And in addition to offering that promotional pathway, it creates a position that affords the department another staff member capable of some sort of higher level analytical and project supervision-based skills. Additionally, we are hoping to convert two part-time library aid positions that currently exist in the collection services team into one full-time library assistant position in the collection services team. Partly this is because we like labor tend to agree that in a lot of cases, full-time work is more beneficial both to the organization and to the employee. And additionally, in that department, aid work is not really appropriate to the vast majority of the work that the people in that department do. And library assistant work is. So in a certain way, it's right-sizing the position to the work that's being done in that department. It gives that department a lot more flexibility to be more efficient. And additionally, that full-time position, there's more continuity when somebody is there 40 hours a week than when two people are there 20 hours a week. So workflow throughout the week is streamlined. With both of those positions, labor has been consulted and is in agreement with the changes that we are proposing.
Okay. Do we have questions for either Nika or Bob? No, it sounds quite logical to me and not costly, which is, oh, Beverly, I see your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. So let me just say it would be helpful for the next time this happens, it would be helpful to have the job descriptions attached to the packet. And then the other thing is, so the senior information systems specialist is going to be working on some complex initiatives. What complex initiatives is the senior information specialist going to be working on?
I can't give you specifics on projects, but it is sort of project management level sort of effort. Currently, our system specialists tend to be more functional, making sure that the all of the wheels keep turning with all of our IT systems. The senior level has an opportunity to look more at project-based efforts to lead them and to provide analytical feedback to the department manager in a way that the system specialists do not.
Okay, are there any specific initiatives that you expect this position will be working on?
Well, a good example of where this would have been incredibly useful actually is a current effort that we have going now, which is to redeploy print and copy systems at all of our locations. We have been without those for some time since the pandemic, and that is because of global supply chain issues with the equipment, but also because the team is so small and with only one sort of project management level person on the team, which is Alicia, the manager. It's hard for her to focus on all of the various projects that team is working on. So this, if we had this person in place, they would have been able to sort of take that ball and carry it through to completion, probably a little bit more efficiently than we've been able to do so far.
Okay. And then, so for the associate management analyst, it says this would be helpful given the need to develop a capital improvement budget. So do you expect that this position will be working on that?
This is one of the things that this position will be working on. Like currently there is no supervision other than me. So it kind of would allow us to kind of tag team on certain projects and reporting and ensure that some of our initiatives, which does include the new capital improvements budget, to work and be implemented appropriately. And as far as maintaining and analyzing it. And I will say, as far as some of the things this the IT information specialist position will be doing, there are some IT-related projects that we have designated as far as capital improvements that will take a great amount of time and effort especially in transitioning from some of our current systems, and that position will greatly help in those efforts as well.
Okay, and then if these are approved, how long do you think it will take to actually fill these positions? Like, what's the projection? Is it 12 weeks or 16 weeks or?
Well, we're in government, so we can have all the hopes and dreams that we want. But I know as far as the associate management analyst, there currently is a list. However, it does expire in mid to late January. So if there aren't viable candidates, we will have to start the process over, and it could be up to 6 months. I don't know the particulars for the other positions as far as if there is a current list and what their end date is.
Okay, thank you.
But if there is one, we are ready to move on it expeditiously.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can't say that there is an active list for the library assistant position. I cannot say definitively whether there's a senior information specialist list that's active in the city. It's not a position that we previously had in the library, so we would have to look to city HR to see if they have an active list. And if they don't, we would have to start that process and populate a list. And also to your feedback about the job descriptions, thank you for that feedback. We will provide those to the board tomorrow, and I'll make sure that Tess hears that feedback.
Thank you.
Yeah.
John, I see your hand.
Thank you. Nika, is that the room you're in? Is that the wallpaper backdrop?
This is a backdrop.
Yeah, it's just a back. You like plants though, obviously.
Well, actually I kill them, so I live vicariously.
Oh, okay. These are the living ones. Yes, yes. Okay, good. Don't overwater. That's the basic rule. Don't overwater.
Very true.
That actually people don't realize that. They think giving it water helps, but not always. Not always. Library assistant. Generally, I like folding part-time jobs into a full-time job. I know labor likes that. Our unions like it. I think most of our staff like it. There is some value in part-time jobs. I'm just going to say that. Some people prefer it for whatever reason, because of their current situation, circumstances, whatever it is. But I do like that, folding that into a full-time position. With that, unless there are other questions or concerns, I'm going to move this item.
This is Beverly, I'll second.
Thank you. Okay. Eve, your turn.
Sorry about that. Amy Roth.
Yes.
Sophie Hahn.
Yes.
Diane Davenport.
Yes.
Beverly Green.
Yes.
And John Solowski.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, next we're moving on to information reports. So first, Mai Chan, there's an update listed, staffing and recruitment update.
Okay, it's working. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Afternoon or good evening. I am gonna share my screen. Can everyone see this?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So I'm here to do a 2022 recruitment update of over the last year since I started in January. So it's been about 12 months. And Oh, and my name is Mai, by the way, for those who haven't met me. So I'm just human resources in the library, just kind of a little bit of what I do. The bulk of it is recruitment and talent acquisition since I have started, but I also perform other duties with compensation and benefits, employment law and compliance, employer relations, and training and professional development for the library staff here. And just a little background of like the recruitment efforts that, you know, our outreach efforts that we do have. This is not the entire list, but this is what we have been using consistently. Some of them are college job boards, which we like to tap into, especially the local ones, the community colleges, state and universities. A lot of online job boards. After pulling up reports, a lot of our candidates are coming from these online job boards. Indeed. And our professional library associations are one of the top where we're getting all of our candidates and where we're getting the most outreach. We do also post all of our jobs on workforce development agencies and their websites and their centers. It's like a flyer that gets posted on a bulletin board where all of their the community members come in, they're able to see what jobs are open locally in their surrounding areas. We target Alameda County and Contra Costa County specifically for where we're located. And we also tap into our local nonprofit groups that also aid in jobs, community members that are job seekers. Together Bay Area, East Bay Works, and Tri-Bay Career Centers are a couple places that I work closely with and helping with resume review and how to apply for application. But that is something that I do on the side as a volunteer work. And I also post our jobs there. All right. So just a quick snapshot of what's been happening in the last 12 months here. In January 2022, when I started, there were 40 vacancies within Berkeley Public Library. And out of that 40, we were recruiting for 11 classifications. We provided 46 people with offers and they've all accepted. And then we have three more offers that that are pending and we will be onboarding them in January. So yes. The reason why we have 46 is because we did have some big classifications where we were promoting. So when we were promoting, it cleared up a lot of our lower classification vacancies. So that's where these numbers, that's where we got 46 offers. And currently, there you go. So with all of our promotions, I do want to highlight all the people that we did promote this year. And I'm just going to leave this on here for everyone to kind of see the faces. You may have seen them when you're entering into our libraries. A lot of our promotions were from aides to assistants, assistants to specialists. Some were promoted to librarian, supervising librarian assistants, library services managers. So here are our promotional hires. And here are our new hires. It's a lot of them. So here is, this is just the first page. I have one more right behind this. And the ones that do not have a picture, they have not started as of today. They do start later on this month. And I did want to include them since this is the end of the year recap. In January, we will be having new pictures of the other staff members that we are also onboarding. And the picture orders are not from when they were hired. It was just kind of as they came in and how I was able to fit them all in here with a lot of help from Eve. And also just a reminder that the ones that does not have pictures, they have not started, but they will start in the next, I wanna say 2 weeks. So before the end of the year. All right, and some of the recruitments that are currently underway that we are still actively, well, not actively, like they have already been open and we are accepting applications, or some of them are almost at the tail end when we're almost establishing a eligible list. And, you know, as everyone know, the Deputy Director of Library Services, we are working on wrapping that up. Our Senior Information Systems Specialist, which is, we are having a continuous recruitment through this city central HR. And with a continuous recruitment, we can get applications so we can fill that position fairly quickly. Because then there are people actively on that list, but then we are also actively recruiting. So that timeline could be anywhere between 2 weeks, or it could be two months, depending on our need and as candidates, whether they accept our offer or not. Building maintenance mechanic, that recruitment actually just wrapped up and we are waiting for the eligible list. So we could be filling that vacancy fairly quickly. Library specialist currently is open and we are having that as promotional only. So only internal candidates are able to apply and promote into this position. And there's that little note on the bottom that we currently do have 15 vacancies still, but nine of them are pending interviews. So we are looking at hopefully by mid-January to be able to onboard the rest of our library aides and assistants. And upcoming recruitments that have not opened yet that I will be working on in January of next year is the tool lending specialist and the mail service aide. The tool lending specialist, I will be the one opening that recruitment, but with the mail service aides, because this is a citywide classification, we would be working and partnering with Central HR on this recruitment. I don't have specific timelines on the mail service aides, but in the tool lending specialist, I'm hoping to be able to have someone onboarded within 3 months of me posting. And that is my quick and recruitment updates. And any comments or questions?
Let's see.
And I can stop sharing so I can see everyone. Oh, no. Where did everyone? Okay, here we go. Hi, everyone.
My hand is up. I'll just say that is a really impressive report. I know it was a huge rock that needed to be moved and you've done it. And I hope that you've enjoyed it as well. That's good. Now I see Beverly's hand. Oh, Nika, maybe you'll go first and Beverly, then John. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's okay. I just was trying to figure out how to do a round of applause, but I don't have anything to add.
There should be, wait. Okay. Beverly. Then Sophie, then who else has their hand up? Bob? Oh, everybody's got their hand up. Okay. Sophie. So,
Mai, thank you for that summary of what's going on. I would like to suggest that you also reach out to ethnic organizations and affinity organizations of large associations. So, for example, the American Library Association and the Urban Library Association, they should probably have affinity groups for African-American and Latino and Asian-American, Pacific Islander and LGBTQ+, Native American and people with disabilities. So I would encourage you to reach out to ethnic organizations and ethnic affinity groups of those of large associations.
That's a great suggestion. Okay, I know my screen isn't the same as everybody else's. On my screen, Diane is next.
I just like to say that she got thrown into the wolves right away by having to do so much. And having been in the library and knowing what it's like not to have positions filled, I cannot praise you enough for doing the job that you've done, getting things done and getting people on board. So as a library trustee, thank you so much for the work you're doing and that your staff are doing for sure. You've done a great job and our library is lucky to have you. Thanks, Mai.
Thank you, Diane. Okay, Sophia, you're next. And Bill, after you.
I think I probably just need to say ditto to what Diane said. My, this is incredible. It's been such a traffic jam for so long. And that equals incredible stress and strain for all of our library staff when they're working with less colleagues than they need to get the job done well. And there's been certainly a lot of other stress in the workplace these last few years. So I hope this also means that the new head of HR at the city and the large number of new hires over there, one of whom I just met in the elevator today, I've been here a week, I'm working in HR. That was really the biggest logjam that the library faced. Obviously not having Mai was a problem, and having her is clearly a blessing. But yeah, the city was not able to, I mean, the HR department was kind of in free fall, to be quite honest. And that has, you know, really, you know, picked up. We have a new HR director. We have a whole bunch of new hires. And the people that I've worked with have been just on it. Really, really good. So it sounds like the whole thing is starting to move again. And it's also really exciting to see all those faces. I think I'm just getting older and older, and people look really young to me. I was like, do we take kids in high school? But it just looks like a whole bunch of really bright and lovely people, and really looking forward to the energy that they are going to bring. And I'm also really excited about promotion. I'm really glad that people who have been working in the library already and are providing really good service and doing a great job are having opportunities to move up in responsibility and pay. So the whole thing is fantastic. Keep at it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bill, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I think this is the part where Tess would normally chime in. And I just wanted to sort of add an organizational voice to this conversation. It's very apparent to me, based on your comments, that you understand the heavy lift that Mai was presented with in getting our library back up to staff. And I just wanted to say that in addition to all of the frontline staff that she's hired, she also hired her own assistant, which probably would have been really helpful throughout all of this process, but gives her the capacity to be even more efficient moving forward. And I think I can speak for the rest of the managers and supervisors in the organization when I say that we have witnessed a startling improvement in the quality of our candidates. And we have moved, and by we, I mean really Mai, has moved through these processes with efficiency, but also with a strong focus on quality. And what you're seeing in those bright and shining faces is also representative of this incredible effort to get the right people in the right jobs, whether they be people who are already on staff and have promoted into positions that they absolutely earned, or adding new energy to the organization. And I just wanted to, like, we had a little staff appreciation thing today. I wanted to take this opportunity to appreciate Mai from an organizational standpoint, because the work that she has done is incredible. The work that the rest of us do doesn't happen if she hasn't done what she's done. So thank you for, I really am glad that you all appreciated what she's done. And I just wanted to sort of say that explicitly out loud.
Great, thank you. In our synagogue, this is silent applause. If anybody wants to, you know, do that. Mai, great job and great, yeah, Nika, very nice. Great, okay, that's good. Next, we have the North Branch update, an oral report. Dan, are you with us? Yes, there you are.
Hi. Oh. My name is Dan Baringhilly. I'm the supervising librarian over at the North Branch Library. And with me tonight are Robin Brown, our teen librarian, and Sheila Liu, our children's librarian. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. All right. So just to give you some background on the North Branch Library, the building that we're currently in was built in 1936, though the North Branch has existed in some form since 1910. The North Branch was renovated in 2011 with expanded teen space and a staff office, as well as a community room. Shortly after reopening, the North Branch was endowed by the Pace Trust, Pace Family Trust, with a fund for the benefit of the North Branch Library and community. So North Branch, as you probably heard, is our busiest location in the Berkeley Public Library system. This was like a big shift during the pandemic where North Branch became the highest circulating branch in our system. We have about over 48,000 items in our collection and the highest circulation throughout the Berkeley Public Library system. In the second half of 2022, we've been averaging about 21,000 items going out every month. We also have the highest amount of holds on our hold shelf of any location in the library system. So this kind of points to some different usage of the branch. It's very convenient to come to North Branch, so a lot of people will pick their holds up there. And from anecdotally, from my observation, it seems like adults mainly come pick up their holds or to use Wi-Fi, laptops, and whereas families and caregivers with children will come and use the children's room to browse and then attend children's programming as well. And just to kind of piggyback off of Mai's presentation here, we have 13 staff at North Branch. All of our positions are currently filled. 11 staff at North were hired in 2022, and seven of us since September, including myself. I came over from the Taria Hall Pittman South Branch in just after Labor Day. To respond to these, to the higher circulation within our system, we added a position at North Branch in September of this year. It's a full-time library assistant position. So that's a new position just to respond to the increased circulation that we're dealing with. We also have two of our paraprofessional staff have started pursuing an MLS, and another has recently graduated. So we have a lot of staff who are pursuing librarianship as a career and are just beginning their careers at North Branch, which is really exciting. It's made my job a lot easier. So as you can see, we have a pretty new team. The branch was hit really hard in 2020 and 2021 by staff finding jobs elsewhere, but we've rebuilt pretty quickly and we've been able to kind of coalesce as a team with it over these past couple months. And kind of want to show you a video really quickly. I'm gonna just pause the presentation here and see if I can bring up this video.
After you play the video, you're fading into your virtual background, so the trustees can't see you.
Well, we can see part of you.
Okay.
The ghost of North Branch.
Yes.
You know, maybe I'll play the video at the end of the presentation because it doesn't seem to be coming up right now. But let me go back here. All right. Are you guys able to see the presentation again?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, one of our staff members, Donovan, made a video to introduce the staff at North Branch. So I'll play that after Robin and Sheila give their parts of the presentation. But just to let you know what's new and upcoming at North Branch, we've been working to improve accessibility in the branch. So the Josephine Street entrance has been reopened. The elevator is back in operation. So you're free to come in the back door and take the elevator. Our community room is once again open, and we've resumed indoor programming at the branch. And the public can now make reservations for the community room. The Friends of the Library have been meeting in there for a couple of months now. We've also been enhancing and shifting our collections to improve browsability, freeing up some space. So next time you come in, find a staff member and we'll show you where the collections have shifted to. We're also expanding programming. We have 57 events scheduled in December. And Sheila and Robin are going to talk to you a lot about that. So we have special programming during the winter break for families. And we're also just planning for the return of evening hours. We're excited to bring back some weeknight events, including pajama story time, film series, book discussions, and those kinds of things. But I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Robin, who's going to talk about teen services at the North Branch.
Hi, everyone. I'm Robin. I started as the teen services librarian in May of this year. And since then, it's been really great getting to know the community more and meeting all our teens. The mission for the teen room is really to create a safe space for teens where they feel comfortable and they know they're welcome. And I think we've seen that be really successful. We have regulars who come in almost every day after school. So it's really wonderful to see the teen room getting used. And just a few little notes. The average circulation of our teen collection over the last 3 months is over 700 books per month. We have amazing new books coming in every month. We have teen crafts going on after school. We have a fun whiteboard that they can doodle on, and we have displays that I create based on their requests. Next slide, please. Okay, so this is a program we did back in September. We partnered with a local small business, Planter Day. They're in Oakland, and teens and their families got to come and decorate pots and replant plants in the pots, and it was really fun. We also focused on mental health resources during this program. We had a volunteer from the Alameda County Crisis Center who did a really awesome presentation and shared resources with the attendees. And it was a really successful program. Everyone had a lot of fun. It was supposed to end at 5:45 so we could close up, but no one wanted to leave. So everyone had a great time at that one. And I look forward to partnering with them again. Okay, next slide. And then we have a few upcoming programs that are going to be really exciting. We have two author talks coming up. This is also in coordination with the RJAG racial justice advocacy groups. All staff read staff book club, which I'm part of that committee. So we're working on getting two authors to come talk. We have Richard Rothstein, who wrote The Color of Law, and Heather McGee, who wrote The Sum of Us, and they'll be coming to talk next year. It's gonna be a really awesome community event. These books are really, really relevant to teenagers right now. The themes that they talk about are themes that they're learning about in high school at Berkeley High, and we're just really excited to have those coming up. And then in January, we have a reverse engineering workshop with Ninth Street Lab. And that's a local small business in Berkeley. And they're gonna be coming and we're gonna be taking things apart to see how they work. And that's gonna be down in the community meeting room. So he's actually bringing in like a whole car engine for teens to take apart. It's gonna be fun. And then in October, we had the middle school class visits from King Middle School, which is right down the street. We had every single sixth grader come with their class, and the school librarian, Tom Holmes, was incredibly helpful in coordinating this. They came on a walking field trip. We talked about library expectations, what you can check out at the library. They were super engaged. They asked lots of questions. And then we went upstairs and they got to explore the library. Most of them, you know, naturally went to the teen room, but they were checking out cookbooks in the adult section and looking at, you know, the children's section and books they like and movies they saw as kids. So it was really fun getting to see them either reconnect with the library, some for the first time, and others who come all the time. So we had a whole spectrum of sixth graders, and it was really awesome. And we got a lot of library card signups as well, which was one of our goals.
Good evening, my name is Sheila Liu. I'm the children's librarian at North Branch. I would like to share with everyone some recent programs and programs that are upcoming. Next slide, please. One of our most popular program is Story Time. It's a weekly program that happens on Wednesday at 10:30. We had a total attendance of almost 1,200 children and adults for September, October, and November. It was a high of 114 and a low of 62 in terms of attendance. And the average weekly attendance was 91. Next slide, please. We did some fun Halloween programs in October. One really fun program was our not so scary story time on the lawn and the family costume parade. We had 75 attendees who came to our story time. I was accompanied by Juan on drums and Kenny on guitar. They also helped with our regular story time too. And then afterwards, we had a costume parade around the library. It was for all ages. We had a couple of adults show up with their pet dogs and also did the parade around the library. You can see some pictures of some really cute dogs and pumpkins. And there was one like a hawk dog that we also took a picture of. Next slide, please. One special program that we had in November was our Spanish bilingual drag queen story time with Bella Adama. With the recent disruptions at drag events at other public libraries and venues, it was really important to ensure the safety of the performer, the attendees, and staff. Given that we were fully staffed, it was really good. And we were able to craft a safety plan involving library administration, North staff, and children's services staff. I'd like to thank Amanda Myers, the neighborhood services manager, and Elaine Tai, the supervising librarian of children's services, and senior librarian Erica Glenn for coming to North Branch to help with the ensuring the program went off. Ensuring the program went well. The library administration also worked with the police department to have increased patrols and to be nearby during the program time. The program went very well, and everyone had the 37 attendees enjoyed the program immensely. Next slide, please. So with the addition of two new library specialists, we'll be offering more family programs during the winter break when students are and kids are out of school. In addition to our weekly chess club and Fun Friday craft programs, we'll be offering a Lego building program and also a family matinee on Thursdays. And we'll also be doing a holiday bingo game for kids too. And we're we're really excited to be offering these programs. Next slide, please. I'm working on some programs for 2023. I'm excited to be offering a pajama story time when we resume evening hours. It'll be presented in person weekly on Thursdays at 6:30 once we reopen our evening hours. Another program I'm really excited to bring to the North is also a book club for children. There'll be two book clubs, one for third graders and the other one for fourth and fifth graders. We'll be discussing graphic novels and we'll be meeting in person monthly. And last slide.
All right. Thanks, Sheila. All right, I'm gonna try to play this video now. Let's see. Amy, do you wanna jump in?
Yes, it says I cannot start screen sharing while the other participant is sharing. Okay. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
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 It's worth it. The staff did a good job on it. It's so sweet.
I don't think the music is playing.
Is there, yeah, is there sound? No.
Oh, I'm sorry, the music isn't coming through?
No.
I might not be able to be of assistance. Let me try just one more thing.
When you start to share it, there's like a separate checkbox that you have to click.
Okay. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no picture now. Yeah. Sorry. Huh. Yeah, now, but no visual.
Well, my friends, I'll try one last time and then I think I need to wrap up.
Diane, that sounds terrible.
Can I'm you sorry. Hear? Can you see or hear anything?
We can. I can see it, but I don't hear the music.
Diane, I was showing sympathy, not complaining. It sounds very bad.
Okay, then I don't think I can do it. Sorry, folks.
Oh, I want to see it without the music. It's just music, right? So I think we can. We'll enjoy seeing it without the music.
Okay.
Then. I think more than we will enjoy having the music without the visual.
Okay. So fun. Sorry. Good grief. You'd think after 2 years of this, you know, we'd have this down. 2+ years. Geez.
There we go, Cindy. Okay. Oh, yay.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
We got it all now.
Yeah. So meet the team. Thank you.
Thanks for getting that to play, Amy. And that was made by Donovan Russell, our library specialist, and he had some help from Lillian Woodhouse, another one of our library specialists.
That's great. It shows off that beautiful building, which I don't know if everybody already knows or not, but that was a WPA project. And that's how it came into being originally. Sophie, I see your hand. And then Diane.
Well, thank you so much. And I have a lot of affection for the North Branch. It is the branch that I went to as a little girl. I have a distinct memory, I think I've shared this before, of sitting on a chair and swinging my feet, but they didn't touch the ground. I don't know if you guys have memories of that as a child, when you would sit in a seat and you were so high up that your feet didn't touch the ground. And I think my feet probably were wearing little Mary Janes and white socks. So, it is also in my district, and it's truly beloved. And I was also helped raise the money to do the renovations when I was on the library board. So those are just me sharing my love and attachment to this library, but that's completely beside the point. This is what a great team. And Dan, congratulations on a really, really robust staffing. I see that a lot of people are new to the North Branch, if not new to the library per se. I know that brings a lot of new energy. And the programming is just incredible. I was very surprised by your saying that it has the highest circulation. Does that include Central?
Yeah.
Yes.
But does it have also the highest number of visitors, or what is that? Because the Central Library is so big.
Yeah, I think Central is like a place a lot of people are spending a lot of time, whereas at North Branch, you know, it's just a very safe and welcoming place. It's easy to get in and out. So I think a lot of people come and pick up their books there. You know, they stop in, see what's happening.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I would not have imagined that given how big the downtown library is. Thank you for running a beautiful, beloved, and obviously a very important library. I didn't realize how important for the whole community. And I look forward to, I do come in sometimes. I don't always have good reading juju at home. I get distracted by other things. So I sneak in there and I read my big council packet. And focus and don't bring my electronics in. So I still love that library. I saw in the picture with the outdoor chess table, that caught my eye. I think that looks awesome. I'm wondering if getting actual outdoor tables, it looks like you rolled the tables from the basement out. And I'm wondering if that's a small amenity that we might like to add to the North Branch, and quite frankly, look and see if any other branches have locations where we could get some heavy duty kind of park type seating. Maybe it gets chained together at night. But I think people are really enjoying outdoor social space, and to the palaces for the people theme that I was talking about earlier, creating those types of spaces where strangers or even friends might come and meet and play a game together. I think it's a really important element for knitting our community back together. And so I would be very supportive of something tasteful that is in keeping with the what beautiful landscaping that has been done there. But I don't know if that's something that you all might be interested in.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yesterday we had 15 people outside on a cold December day, braving the elements and playing chess. So it's definitely something that people are interested in.
It seems like it. I mean, I'm not going to speak for the foundation, but it also seems like the kind of, small amenity that maybe they would give a little grant for if we don't have the funding for it ourselves, or we could help raise a little money for it. Who can we sort of maybe delegate that idea to? Obviously don't need it just for North Branch, but North Branch does have a natural area that actually is not that heavily used and could use some activation. Is that, Dan, is that something you could, since Tess isn't here, maybe bring up to her?
Yeah, I'll talk with Amanda and Tess about that.
And I'd be happy to have a conversation about that as well. Yeah. I was just talking with the city manager the other day about activating public space, and the brand of seating that is used in all the parks in Paris is called Fermob, F-E-R-M-O-B, and they do sell in the United States. And they have hundreds and thousands of seats and tables that they just leave lying around in their parks, and I don't even think they chain them up at night. They're very heavy duty. They have a nice kind of updated look to them. And people just move them around and sit in different groups. And I think, we could copy that pretty easily. I probably have a picture I could share during this meeting. I'll look while somebody else is talking.
Okay. I have Diane next, Beverly, and then Bill.
Just a couple of items, just because I'm the old librarian who used to work here. North Branch was actually designed by Playcheck, who designed the Central Library. So that's why it's such a beautiful building, and that's lovely. And Dan mentioned that two of his staff were going to library school. And just a reminder that the Friends of the Library offer scholarships to people who go to library school, and they're probably paying for Dan's folks to go to library school too. So what an incredible organization this is in terms of the library, the Friends of the Library, and the foundation. The work that's done is incredible. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Beverly?
I'm happy to see the partnership that you have with King Junior High School. I think that either Robin or Sheila mentioned that, or maybe Dan mentioned it. But I think that is really a great orientation for people who have not had an orientation to the library because their parents had to work. So I'd like to just congratulate you on that program to expose the sixth graders to the library. And then secondly, I wanted to ask, so you mentioned that this library has had that the PACE fund financed the renovation. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
They didn't finance the renovation. The renovation was financed through the bond measure. Mm-hmm. The PACE family gave a donation from the family trust to the North Branch. I don't recall the year that was done in, but probably like 2012, 2013. And So it's specifically earmarked for the benefit of the North Berkeley Branch Library. It's paid for things in the past, like author visits. John Lewis, the civil rights hero and congressman, spoke at the North Bay Baptist Church, which was a Berkeley Public Library event that we did there. And then the Heather McGee talk that Robin mentioned will be paid for through the PACE Trust Fund.
Hmm. Okay, thank you.
Bill, your hand is up.
Yeah, this is another moment where I think Tess would want to sort of chime in and just speak to the sort of unique nature of the staffing situation at North. In addition to a whole bunch of new staff members, Dan is a new supervising librarian at that location as well. He has experience as a supervising librarian in the system, everybody just got there. Like, there are a few stalwarts who have been there for a while, and they are a through line. From actually a time when I supervised that location. There's a sort of a special sauce that's happening at North that along with that incredible activity level that they are experiencing in circulation also speaks to, I think, the leadership that Dan provides and to the energy and ability that has been brought in through the hiring process of bringing in people like Robin from outside the organization and promoting people like Sheila from within the organization and turning this sort of disparate group of staff people into a team that really supports and benefits the community at North. And I just wanted to sort of call that out, that there's like a really amazingly positive energy that's happening at North, and it's really about the people there.
Thank you, yes. Sophie.
Can I share screen for a sec? Oh, I can. So these are the chairs that they just have lying around. They just throw them around and people just move them wherever they want and make different groups. And then I saw the same chairs in Oakland. This is Jack London Square.
Yeah.
And Jack London Square got some really cute jazzy new furniture. That's just off the shelf stuff that can be bought. So this probably this, oops, sorry. like a big album. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, something like that would be really nice.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
That's great. The North Branches. I'm one of those people who pulls up, jumps out of the car, goes to the hold shelf, grabs my books, checks out, and goes, that's it. So although each individual visit is only about 5 minutes long, I am there frequently. And the remodel that was done on that was so respectful and so beautiful. It's a pleasure to be in there. And everybody who works there is really, really friendly and pleasant. And it's a joy. It is. I love it. Okay. So let's see. Where are we? All right. We have done both the information reports. So do we have items for future agendas that anybody would like to propose? Maybe the furniture. Okay. Sophie, will you send me the name of the manufacturer?
Sure.
Okay.
I forgot to ask Dan a question, if I might just go back.
Okay.
Those two speakers, Richard Rothstein and I forget the author of The Sum of Us.
Heather McGee.
Are those in person?
Yes.
In the basement room?
Robin, do you want to come back?
Yeah. So right now we're planning to have Heather McGee at the North Bay Community Church on the Alameda at the top of Solano there. Mm-hmm. And Richard Rothstein, we haven't hammered out the details for that yet, but we're thinking probably Central in their community meeting room, but it's not nothing definite yet. That one's not going to be happening until November.
Okay.
And the Heather Rankin talk is going to be in May.
Yeah, I would love to help sponsor those, either formally co-sponsor them or just publicize them. I actually was trying for like 2 years to get Rothstein to speak. And, you know, I wasn't, the Berkeley Public Library has got more pull than one council member for sure. I mean it. But I really want to share, I wanted to share his book and his thoughts with the community. And when I've done speaker series, I've gotten 400 or 500 people. They were not in person, but for some reason, my list has a lot of people who are really engaged. So that's why I was asking where they're gonna be, like if they're in the basement at the North Brand, I think it would generate probably too many people. But I think for North Bray or another big venue.
Yeah, we definitely have capacity. The Richard Rothstein talk is exciting too, because he has a new book coming out next year.
Great.
Yeah, written with his daughter, and she's also planning to be part of the talk.
Oh, wow. That sounds
really cool.
Honestly, you might have to go to Berkeley Community Theater or something. He can draw. That is a topic that if we really publicize it well, I think you could get a really big audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely need to explore big venues.
King Middle School has a 900 person auditorium, not very far from you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to piggyback off of Robin's response, it is an all staff read, right? We're doing three chapters per month, but we've also coordinated for our JAGS purposes because we wanted to do this internal study, but we've also coordinated with adult services so that they'll be doing a book club version of it with adults for patrons too. We're also starting to talk with teens because there's a young advisory, a young readers version of it too, to see if we could do something more with tweens and teens too. So it started as an all staff thing and is now moving to bigger community thing.
Yeah, and this is for the Some of Us, the Heather McGee one, which is gonna be
the one together. Seminal, important work that I think will be a big draw. So I don't know if you can make a note, but I would love to help with that.
Wonderful. And, thank you. Yeah, we'll be in touch for sure.
Yeah, thanks, Sophie.
Thank you.
Beverly, your hand is up.
Yes. In terms of future items, I'd like to understand what the policy is and how it works for people inside the library who interview for positions and don't get them. What kind of feedback are they given, and is it a part of the regular process? So I'd like to understand what that is and to make sure that everybody knows what that is.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll make note of that for. Does anybody else have an item for future agendas? Sophie, is your hand up? No. Okay. I think we might be ready to adjourn. Oh, Diane, I'm sorry, your hand is up?
I'd like to know how art and music opened this month. I'd like to know how that's going and how adult services interviewed to find out who had all art and music expertise and what's happening in that area.
Okay. All right. Other? Okay. Do we think we're ready to adjourn? Okay.
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Diane. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Amy Roth.
Yes.
Sophie Hahn.
Yes.
Diane Davenport.
Yes.
Beverly Green.
Yes.
And John Soloski.
Aye. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stay well. Good night, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.